Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Brothers. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. As you all must be aware by now that after the president's address to the country last night, that we will be facing a lockdown. And as a result of this, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us, inshallah, that many of the masajid, namaz in there will be suspended, salah will not be taking place. My dear brothers, a very, very trying time for every Muslim. We are now entering uncharted waters. Never, I think, in history of this country, most of you are elder than me too, in your life you never experienced such a time where the masjid was closed. And that to not even one masjid, but almost all the masajid in the country, and not only in this country, but many places of the world, many of the masajid have been closed down. And not only that, but the Haramain Sharifain too. Masjid Nabawi is completely closed. Makkah Sharif to access is limited. So my dear brothers, a very, very sad time for the Ummah, a very, very worrying time for the Ummah. We have to really do some soul searching, ask ourselves some very, very important questions. Imagine a person throughout his life, he's 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the person is being invited to his friend's function every single week, every single day, every function his friend has at home, he invites his friend. And one day all of a sudden he realizes he has not been invited for his friend's function. So what goes through his mind? All these years, I was on top of the list. I was always there. I was always going to be invited. And today I have not been invited. What have I done that has resulted in me not being invited to my friend's function today? So that is the question we are asking, my dear brothers. All these years we may have taken as a very, very small thing. Allah's great ni'mat upon us, Allah's kindness upon us, that Allah Ta'ala allowed us to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sajda with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they say in Urdu, they say our heads do not go down by themselves, but rather Allah ta'ala is making us, allowing us to proceed before Him. So it was great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are on the verge of being deprived of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it is a very, very sad time, and a time for us to ask ourselves a lot of questions, inshallah. That, wallah, what we have done wrong, wallah, whatever we have done wrong, that has caused us to reach this stage. It's not some sort of joke, my dear, but it's not some sort of tamasha or some sort of something to be excited about. But it's a very, very scary time, very, very worrying time, a very, very sad time. So inshallah, we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our sins we have made, the ulama cannot overemphasize the importance of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these times here. These are times to worry. Times to worry, not trying to create panic, but it's certainly something to worry about. You know, Quran Sharif speaks about the story of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's a lesson for us, inshallah, in these times, some motivation for us, inshallah. The Allah Ta'ala says that all the nations of the past, when the signs of Allah's azab came, they did not heed the signs of the azab. They continued on their obstinate and their stubborn ways, and Allah Ta'ala obliterated them, Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. Except the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Yunus alayhi salatu and people, when they saw the signs, the imminent signs of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they made istighfar, tawbah, and they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala removed that punishment from them. So my dear brothers, inshallah, let us be wise like the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah calls us in Quran to learn a lesson for the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah, let us make tawbah, istighfar. And inshallah, although salat may not be taking place in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but let us try now to make our homes a place of salah, inshallah. So we should have a proper tarteeb at home, a proper system at home as well, that we show importance to salah. Not that at my convenience I'll read salah, and I'll read salah by myself, and my son will read salah by himself, and my wife will read by herself. But let's try to attach the importance to salah. So inshallah, maybe at home we can drop a salah timetable. Like how we have a salah board with the times, inshallah. Go to our home now, put up a page on the wall, inshallah, Fajr Azan be given this time, and get, we give Azans, we have some sons, a Nabalik person give Azan as well, a small younger son, or we have somebody else who give the Azan. Azan should be given, Iqamah should be given, and the father of the household, or the half is in the household, or somebody of the one male of the household should lead the Salah, inshallah. Even it only be the person and his wife, inshallah, the message will pass around how they should be standing, inshallah, we'll pass this around, inshallah. But even it only be the husband and the wife, then they should also make jamaat. Just show Allah Ta'ala, we have been deprived of ni'mat of jamaat in your house, but Allah, we are repenting to you, and now we are making our homes, our small own little masajid, inshallah. And maybe we show this enthusiasm, this importance of salah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of salah, Inshallah, very, very quickly, Allah Ta'ala will become happy with us, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call us back to the house, inshallah. Inshallah, over the next few days, 2-3 days, inshallah, after every salah, maybe after Maghrib, Isha, inshallah, we try to give some advices, inshallah, that maybe will help myself, inshallah, help you too, inshallah, that how we can see ourselves through this difficult time. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah protect us, Allah make it easy for every single person, Allah Ta'ala. Protect the ummah, inshallah. Allah protect his houses in this country and around the world. Allah Ta'ala open up again Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala open up the masajid again. Allah save all of us from sickness, inshallah. Our families, our friends, all from sickness, inshallah. And Allah remove this catastrophe that has absolutely gripped this world. Allah Ta'ala remove it, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to obey him and make istighfar, inshallah.